All right, our last theme that we're going to be playing, we're just calling Heroes and Villains. And three of the cuts we're going to play, we'll be talking about in a minute, as soon as we remind everybody that we are Jim Moran from the blog comparativevideo101.blogspot.com with...
And Art Podell, the next best thing to dead air.
And we are on KPFK FM, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara, and kpfk.org worldwide.
That's right, and this show may be heard on www.kpfk.org, and if you scroll to the archive section, if they've got the guts to do it, they're going to post this show, and you'll be able to hear it for a week. Thereafter, I will post it on my website, just to show how courageous I am. And those of you who missed the show will have an opportunity to listen to how Jim and I function under pressure.
And let's remember, of course, that you can check the local calendar of acoustic music and interesting events at...
aliveandpicking.com.
Which is Mary Catherine Alden's site, who had for many years the... Alive and Picking show, which we were hosts on several times.
And so, if you want to see the Los Angeles scene of folk music or the Southern California scene, Mary Catherine Alden has the most comprehensive catalog of current music and what's playing and who's playing where and
it's
who
amazing.
They are.
It's truly amazing. It goes from Santa Barbara down to San Diego, and it's encyclopedic. Just everything, you know, everybody who's playing house concerts, everything.
Mary Catherine sat in your chair for how many years doing this show?
Yes, okay.
I would think she'd know.
We're going to close with a kind of an extended set of Heroes and Villains songs. We're featuring first The Golden Vanity, which is a great cut from the Live at the Bitter End album by the Chad Mitchell Trio.
Another absolute classic song.
You're going to hear two guitarists playing on this. One is Jim McGuinn, and the other is the legendary weaver Fred Hellerman.
Wow.
Bass supplied by Bill Lee, one of the all-time great jazz bass players. Then we have a special treat. Okay?
Yes.
The Kingston Trio, which is in its 55th year of existence and in... You know, one of the different iterations right now with our good friend George Grove, plus Bill Zorn from the Arizona Smoke Review, and Bill has been around forever, one of the great instrumentalists you're ever going to see, with Rick Doherty. And Rick is a 30-year folk singer as well, beautiful tenor voice.
This new incarnation of the Kingston Trio is absolutely incredible. I've noticed his work so well together.
And although they are... identify with the Kingston Trio. This is not your father's Kingston Trio. This is a tremendous roots music group, as you will hear, because in early April, for the first time in more than 30 years, they've released a brand new CD of all original material. No Tom Dooley, no MTA, all new songs with the exceptional vocal blend you're going to hear upcoming in a couple of minutes. It's called Born at the Right Time. And I'm not sure if it's available on CD Baby or those other outlets yet, but if you go to www.kingstontrio.com and click on the story, they'll take you to an ordering place for the CD, and I assure you that after you hear them do this upcoming Stan Rogers song, you'll be as blown away as everyone else is when they hear the modern incarnation of the Kingston Trio.
Wonderful. Next, the new Christy Minstrels singing Stormy, which is a tribute to Storm Along John from a new Christy Minstrel album.
And a great American sea song as well. So we'll see you on the back end of that. And we're going to start once again with the Chad Mitchell Trio doing what was one of my family's favorite songs growing up 50 years ago, The Golden Vanity.
There was a lofty ship, and she sailed on the sea, and the name of that ship, it was the Golden Vanity, but she feared she would be taken by a Turkish enemy. As she sailed on the lowland, lowland low, she sailed upon the lowland sea. Then up steps a cabin boy, just the age of 12 and 3, and he says to the skipper, what will you give to me if I swim alongside of your Turkish enemy? And I sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, I sink her in the lowland sea.
will give you silver and I will give you gold, and the hand of my daughter, if you will be so bold as to swim alongside of that Turkish enemy, and to sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, to sink her in the lowland sea. Then the boy he made already and overboard junkie, and he swam alongside of that Turkish enemy, and with his little drilling tool he bored holes three, and he sank her in the lowland, 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 he sank her in the lowland sea. Then the boy he turned around and back again swam he, and he hollered for the skipper to haul him from the sea, but the skipper would not heed, for his daughter he did. And he left him in the lowland, 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 he left him in the lowland sea. Then the crew, they hauled him out, but upon the deck he died. And they wrapped him in his blanket, so very soft and wide. They cast him overboard to drift upon the tide. And he sank beneath the lowland, lowland, he sank beneath the lowland sea. There is a lofty ship, and she sails on the sea, but she sails without a cabin boy, the age of 12 and 3, and she fears she will be taken by a Turkish enemy. As she sails on the lowland, lowland, low, sails on the lowland sea.
Oh, the year was 1778.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
A letter of mark came from the king to the scummiest vessel I'd ever seen.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
Now I'm a
broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
Well, Elsie Barrett, cried the town,
how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
Now I'm a
broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
Well, the Antelope sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook and the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
Now I'm a
broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It was 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
Now I'm a
broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
On the 96th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When a bloody great Yank hove into sight, with our cracked 4-pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
Now I'm a
broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
The Yankee lay low down with gold.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She was broad and fat and loose in the stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
Now I'm a
broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
Then at length we stood 2 cables away.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns,
shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
The antelope shook and pitched on her side.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Well, Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
Now I'm a
broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
So here I sit in my 23rd year.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It's been 6 years since I sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
Now I'm a
broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
Even giants don't live forever. And when their work is done and they move on, it's a mighty sad time. The greatest giant among the sea captains of the Gulf ports was a man named Stormalong. Those who knew him and loved him called him Stormy.
Stormy's gone, that good old man. To me,
gather all your forces. phonographs and don your coats of blue. If anyone can save us now, Marie Christine, 'tis you. When first I saw Marie Christine, the woman that she was, I signed aboard to man her sails in honor of our cause. I christened her with old champagne and I drove her to the west. Of all the men who sailed on her, in truth I sailed her best. Now have you seen the lighthouse shining from the rock? For the ship Marie Christine and all her gallant lot. Now have you seen the lighthouse? Oh, we are close to land. Ride the brave young captain to his wretched band. Now come all you would-be sailors. All you would-be sailors, oh. If anyone could save us now, Marie Christine, tis you. If anyone could save us now, Marie Christine, tis you.
Was, of course, Judy Collins doing the Bonnie Ship the Diamond, preceded by
Gordon Lightfoot, Marie Christine.
And before that, we had...
It was the New Christy Minstrels' Stormy Storm Along from the New Christy Minstrels' Land of Giants album.
Cut from the new Kingston Trio album, Barrett's Privateers, by the great Stan Rogers.
And the Chad Mitchell Trio doing the Golden Vanity.
And that will do it for us this morning. This is Jim Moran.
And Art Podell.
The Wayfaring Strangers.
Moe and Curly.
For this morning, yes. Who have presented this week's edition of Roots Music and Beyond. Tune in next Saturday morning. I believe Mark Humphrey will be here.
Mark Humphrey will be here next Saturday.
And we'll be seeing you, we hope, in about a month.
The third week of May.
All right, McKay. Saying goodbye from Roots Music and Beyond, Wayfaring Strangers. Have a great morning.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. We're strong to the finish, 'cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.